program of European Active Citizenship, our Erasmus Plus project.
Good morning and welcome to our EAC radio podcast, especially to our friends in Croatia, Finland, Italy and Latvia. Today we are talking about some European issues, some questions about the problems in Europe and about our future, which is, in fact, the future of Europe. Yes, Mario, we will try that people know more about the Sustainable Growth Strategy. This is an objective in Europe in 2020. I'm sure that there are many people that don't know about it, but it is clear. Our social and economic future depends on it.
For example, in 2020, the 75% out of the active European population should have a job. I think it's really difficult and we have to work hard to get it.
It depends on the country, because the unemployment rate is different in each country.
Another important thing is to reduce poverty in 20 million of people.
Yes, pollution is also a very important problem that we have to solve. And the last one is the early school leaving, because we need more people at the university. It's the only way to be qualified to get a good job.
Oh yes, absolutely. But do people really know about that? Because sometimes when you don't know something and people don't support it, it doesn't work. I mean, many times we don't believe in Europe as a community, but we only believe in our country.
That's the point why it's important to know our politicians in the Europe Parliament. Let's listen to Sergio Gutiérrez, a member of the Socialist Party.
Lo que hoy le pido al 2017 es fundamentalmente una nueva política que sea capaz de corregir la desigualdad. Desigualdad fundamentalmente por tres causas, porque todavía tenemos unos empleos precarios que tienen unos salarios bajos, porque tenemos una fiscalidad alta que está castigando todavía a las clases medias y a las clases trabajadoras y porque todavía no somos capaces de recuperar el modelo social previo a la crisis que se fue golpeado por los años de austeridad. Y por lo tanto, para evitar el populismo, obviamente hay que atajar las causas, el origen de todas las causas, que es la desigualdad.
I wish a new law to make the social inequity disappear. This problem is due to the three main reasons. The first one is the precarious employment and low salaries. The taxes are also too high for the middle and working classes. Another problem is that these social classes are worse than before the crisis. On the other hand, I think that the populist party are not the best option if we really want to improve the economy in Europe. The point is to get economic growth and at the same time solve the social inequities. Both are necessary for the European construction.
Another question is the point of view of some experts. They don't trust a lot in this European project to improve the situation.
Oh yes, they are a little bit pessimistic, aren't they?
Yes, certainly. Some of them think this strategy will not work because of some reasons, such money. They think that there is not enough money to carry out all these strategies deal with the European difficulties.
Another negative point is that very few people in Europe know the goals and obviously will not support them. Can Europe carry out so ambitious plans if people don't have enough information? Let's listen to Luis de Grandes, a member of the Popular Party. He thinks that some countries are more worried about themselves than about Europe.
Es verdad que hay razones para ser pesimista. Europa aborda elecciones sucesivas en sitios muy trascendentes. Alemania, afortunadamente la señora Merkel vuelve a tener buenas perspectivas y yo espero que los socialdemócratas también tengan unas perspectivas razonables que permitan una oposición equilibrada como la que marca normalmente Alemania. Francia está convulsa. Vamos a ver en ese sistema que es positivo de dos vueltas si en cualquier caso se puede paliar el ascenso de una posición extremista y a mi juicio negativa para Francia como es la de Le Pen, el riesgo en Holanda también del ascenso de la extrema derecha que yo creo que también tendrán que paliarla sobre la base de conjunción de muchos partidos.
Actually there are some reason to be pessimistic because in some European countries the result of the election are not supporting the European project. It's true that Angela Merkel's party and the Social Democracy are the strongest party in Germany, and it's very important because of its role in Europe. But in Netherlands and France, the extremist right party are getting stronger too, so that the other parties should work together to avoid it. Definitely, all the countries should look for a balance in Europe.
Well, even politicians don't seem very convinced.
In fact, it's not easy, but we have to go together. I insist on it. It's very important that people feel near the institutions, and sometimes mass media don't help at all. Let's listen to Marta Hernández Ruiz from the European Studies Institute. She talks about that.
De hecho, yo creo que la Comisión Europea, un poco con su nueva estructura institucional, ha adquirido bastante conciencia de esto, y al hacer prioridades, unas prioridades tan claras, creo que también hay un intento comunicativo ahí. Por ejemplo, el hecho de que la Dirección General de Comunicación ahora dependa del presidente de la Comisión, creo que deja entrever que ahora hay un esfuerzo más horizontal.
The European Commission now the communication with the citizenship is very difficult, so it's making the effort to solve it and make the decision about European get to the population. This is the reason why the Commission has changed its structure, to tell more and to tell better.
We should also ask our friends in Finland, Italy, Croatia and Latvia.
Yes, is it positive? Do you think Europe will get these targets?
Anyway, the most important thing is to speak about that and spread this idea.
Finally, we hope you have learned some interesting things about Europe 2020.
And we also hope to help Europe to improve.
That's all. We'll meet over in your next program. Have a nice week!
People who has taken part in this program are Nacho Alcántara, Mario Calvo, Daniel Cebrián, Lourdes Díaz, and our sound technical, Camille Ganemi.